I hope you're having an amazing day. I'd like to welcome and thank you for joining us today in our episode of We Are Adrics podcast. This is Nupur. I am and will be your host for this show. I'm really glad you could make it to our podcast because here we will get you updated on technology, startup culture, sales, marketing, and a lot more. So let's get started. If you have been following banking, investing, or cryptocurrency over the last 10 years, you may be familiar with blockchain, the record-keeping technology behind Bitcoin. So in this episode, I will discuss blockchain and some of its use cases other than cryptocurrency. And to join this discussion with me today, I have my colleague from Word, Bhargav, who looks after marketing strategies at Adrics. Hey, Bhargav, thank you for taking your time out today and joining in our first episode of this podcast.
It's been a pleasure, Nupur. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the show too, Bhargav. We have been planning to get started with our podcast for a long time. And now that we have finally gathered to record one, how are you feeling about it?
It is really exciting to finally have our own podcast. Here, we would cater information about upcoming technology revolutions and startup culture.
It definitely is exciting. Now that we are in the league of making some amazing podcasts, there's no going back. And we will make sure to deliver you the best out of your time. So coming back to you, Bhargav, so I have noticed that when people talk blockchain, the word which comes to their mind, or which actually came to my mind when I had a limited knowledge on blockchain, was cryptocurrency. And of course, who haven't heard about Bitcoin, right?
Definitely. After the early 2000s dot-com bubble, blockchain bubble was one of the biggest thing that happened to the technological sector. With the introduction of ICOs, currency frauds, and wallet hacking, cryptocurrency and blockchain got a lot of attention from the entire world. And finally, people started to understand that blockchain is bigger than cryptocurrency or bitcoins only. It is something much more complex and useful thing in the tech industry.
Definitely, I agree with you. Also, a lot of fraud investment cases in ICOs and data leaks also got government's attention and focus, if I'm not wrong, in which many of them went ahead blocking cryptocurrencies and ICOs entirely in their countries via the central banking systems and laws. But the technology which is running behind the virtual currency is blockchain, and most of us did not even take care of reading or understanding about it in the first place. So guys, let me tell you what exactly blockchain is. Wikipedia defines blockchain as a collaboration of two separate words, block and chain, where there is a growing chain of records in the form of blocks. Now, these blocks are essential as they contain a cryptographic hash of the previous block, timestamps, and other vital data. And the most exciting thing starts because you can track the processes and the tempos of the system and flow. Blockchain makes it impossible to edit or tamper data of a system without leaving a clue or records. I know this is really hard for you to understand because Wikipedia's definition is pretty much complex. So let me break it down for our listeners right here. Blockchain is a data structure that holds transactional records and ensures its security, transparency, and decentralization. Easy, right? So, Bhargav, shall we hop on to discussing a few use cases on blockchain?
Yeah, sure. When we talk about blockchain's real-world usage, people have started applying it in the real-world scenarios. And when we talk about supply chain management, it is one of the biggest sector where blockchain has left its imprints. So I am not sure if you might have come across blockchain's usage in the coffee supply chain management system or not, where you can track the end-to-end process of coffee harvesting to roasting and packages coming to your supermarkets. You can simply add a barcode or a tracking ID on the packet of coffee. Then you can track the entire supply chain from where and how the coffee came to your kitchen. You can also see which farmer grew that coffee and which factory was involved in processing these coffee beans for you.
Oh, yes, I do remember reading a blog about it previously on LinkedIn. But do you think that blockchain can be used in supply chain other than tracking food or ingredients?
Yes, blockchain is not limited to just food supply chain management. Tracking complex supply chains of spare parts of automobiles or things as small as your BT products, where blockchain would give the best outcome. We have seen some news in the past of worker working in the mines. They do not get proper wages, right, for the thing they are contributing. Or some of the materials used in the day-to-day items are not sustainable at all. Now, what blockchain can do here is it will cut down the misinformation in the system. Whatever comes in the system would be transparent and true. Well, for the most of the parts, right? But once you enter the detail in the system, nobody will be able to make changes in it, as that will inform the entire system that someone has made any changes in these blocks, right?
Definitely, supply chain management can be one of the most significant and beneficiary parts of an industry. But at the same time, healthcare is such one of a few sensitive industries to benefit the most out of blockchain. Healthcare industry is exploring the potential of blockchain technology to provide secure solutions for health information exchange. Correct me if I'm wrong here, we will soon be able to see a world where everything you have in your health record would get stored in the blockchain, and then the patient would have control over the data on health status, right?
Yes, of course. We can definitely take help of blockchain in our medical record keeping systems. Where artificial intelligence is taking over the market, we have a certain risk of our data getting replaced by bots or even medical professionals. These medical professionals can change our crucial data and give us the treatment which we are not supposed to get.
So you are trying to say that the D-app application would come into the picture here?
Yes, D-apps are the future if everything goes right. And that's where our next use case steps in, elections. We can use blockchains and D-apps to basically save our election frauds, where with the help of Web 3.0, we would be able to make an application for our democracy. And then people would be able to vote for our leaders, and nobody will be able to make frauds in the system.
Election of democracy. That sounds great, but for huge countries like India, wouldn't it make the system more vulnerable? I mean, if someone tries to modify the vote counts or try to tweak the election manifesto, would blockchain indicate the fraud and help us give the transparent review and about the system and candidate?
Yes and no. You can easily change anything on the blockchain, but there is a small catch. You need to hold at least 51% stake in the particular system. So, it's about holding the compute power in the system. In simple words, blockchain is maintaining a ledger, where you will see all the changes and updates made in the system.
So this means if blockchain as a technology is in the right hands, it can be pretty helpful in various industries and domains. But if in the wrong hands, things can escalate quickly. Also, when we talk about data protection against hackers and data miners, all these companies who sell us smartphones, watches, laptops, or even the application that we use promise us that the data remains safe within ourselves and protected against hackers. But then they tend to fail. What is your take on this?
Okay, to give us data protection, in end-to-end encryption applications, blockchain could come handy. We can simply encrypt the data on one end and then set up a key, which on the other end would get opened with the help of receiver's key only, so no one can breach the data in between.
I believe by this you mean blockchain can help people create a tamper-proof online platform, where if someone tries to fetch the data or tries to modify the code to leak, your info can get tracked. So once I came across a news that the United Nations have also used blockchain in one of their programs named World Food Program Building Blocks. It is to test its capabilities to solve the World Hunger Program in multiple refugee aid camps. UN deployed an Ethereum-based blockchain where funds were given to the refugees in the form of crypto. They can directly use them to buy food items inside the camps. The future scope would let current block holder validate other people's data.
Indeed, World Food Program from United Nations was one of the best things that they can ever come up with the blockchain usage. Also, let's not forget about the BFSI sector, where all the Bitcoin and blockchain and Ethereum discussion began with. Currently, where the banking system is pretty centralized and are charging a fortune of money from one account to another account transfers, usage of blockchain and cryptocurrency in that particular sector would give us a win-win situation for all the consumers like you and me. It can actually bring us financial freedom. As well as, recently we all have seen that Facebook Libra thing happened to the world, right? And how politicians are afraid of cryptocurrency taking over the world. So yes, banking and finance sector is also a touchpoint for blockchain usage.
So basically, banks make a profit from your investments, where they let people borrow the money on high interest rates and give you a small amount from the cake. Blockchain has the power to change that from scratch and can provide us the financial freedom to save and make transactions of our own money via secure methods without paying substantial transaction fees.
Well, this was all about some use cases of blockchain that we have come across, right? And the big news here is that we are also coming up with a new product which will be called Spread. which is an influencer marketing platform where marketers would be able to find out the best influencers for their product and get the best bang for their bucks. And let me spill some beans on that. The complete project will be based on blockchain.
Oh, yes, of course. Spread is one of our upcoming projects, guys, that is particularly built on blockchain. So you have to stay tuned to our channel to know more about this product. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or you want to know more about blockchain, you can reach us at inquiry@edrix.com, which is, I know it's hard for you to know the spell, but I'll spell it out for you. It's enquiry@adrixus.com, or follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thank you so much, Bhargav, for being with us on our first episode of this podcast, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Till then, I wish nothing but the best for you. This was your host Nupur on VR Addicts Podcast. Have a great evening and goodbye, you guys.